Hey there, welcome along. It's me, Damien, back with a 95 Google Daily, this time for June 18th, 2020. And this is our super quick rundown of all of the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. After releasing the first Android 11 beta last week, Google is today rolling out an Android 11 1.5 beta patch. This minor update addresses device crashes and the lack of Google Pay access for some handsets out there. Google calls this a minor update to Android 11 Beta 1 that of course addresses a number of issues such as crashing when switching apps with different orientations. On Pixel 3 and 3a, users are now able to set up devices activating a PSIM if their phone is using an eSIM service. The most significant problem though addressed is the lack of Google Pay, which is an obstacle for most people using Beta 1 as their daily smartphone. Meanwhile, as we said, there is a fix for gesture navigation crashes and Bluetooth pairing related issues for accessories and Wear OS. There are still some known issues today focused on Android Auto. One problem involves sounds being played through the phone's speakers instead of the vehicle's audio system. Google has a fix rolling out with Android 5.4 later this month though for that problem. Meanwhile, the company is investigating Android Auto projection, not starting on initial plugin. Pixel phones on the preview program will get Android 11 Beta 1.5 OTAs right now, while factory images are available for the Pixel, GSI and Android emulator today. Alongside the Android 11 Beta last week, Google shared a number of announcements for app developers. One related to in-app purchases and billing sees Google Play test a free trial and install button that both downloads an app and starts a free trial. As spotted initially by TechCrunch, some apps in the Play Store feature a green free trial and install button. To the left is a regular install button and underneath is a new card highlighting the in-app purchase being offered. In the case of Truecaller, it's for a yearly premium, with Google Play providing the description underneath. Other provided information includes the trial length and how much it will cost after this trial period. There is another free trial and install button at the bottom of this page listing. This test is part of Google giving more users more places to discover and purchase items outside of your app itself. The goal is to reduce the effort required for users to get going. This allows you to start using an app with its full set of capabilities from install for a far more seamless and painless experience. So far, this free trial and install button in the Google Play Store is only available for a limited set of developers though. The broader billing library version 3 will also let you pay with cash in countries that support this infrastructure, such as India. This new release will be required for new apps in August of next year, while existing ones will have to be updated by November 2021. The impact of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic has many consumers keeping their wallets shut, but surprisingly that didn't stop the smartwatch market from growing considerably in Q1 2020. However, that Q1 2020 growth didn't touch Google's Wear OS or Fitbit either. A report from Canalys yesterday estimated that the smartwatch market as a whole grew by 12% year over year, despite, well, everything that's happened in the past few months. For once though, that growth wasn't driven by the Apple Watch, which actually lost considerable market share in the past year and shipped fewer units in Q1 2020. Rather, it was Samsung, Garmin and Huawei that helped the global smartwatch market grow. Samsung and Garmin both saw solid growth year over year, shipping hundreds of thousands more units in Q1 2020 versus the same period in 2019. Huawei though more than doubled its market share over the past year, managing to ship 2.1 million smartwatches in Q1 2020 alone. What about Google's efforts in the smartwatch market though? Well, Wear OS as usual is nowhere to be found in Q1 2020's top 5 sellers. It's possible that bigger brands such as Fossil made a proportion of the 2 million unit growth in the others category, but there's no data to specifically indicate that. Unfortunately, Q1 2020 wasn't good news for Fitbit either. Google is still working out details regarding its purchase of the company, but in this latest quarter, the brand only managed to push around about 900,000 units, down from the 1.1 million units that shipped in Q1 2019. That is pretty painful. And finally, Google has released a new Chrome extension called Link to Text Fragment that allows you to easily create and share a link to a particular portion of text in a page. As outlined on Google's web.dev blog, Version 80 of Chromium-based browsers like Chrome and Microsoft Edge gained a new way to link to a specific block of text on a web page. In fact, Google Search has been using this capability for a few months now to highlight and take you directly to the text of a featured snippet in Search. The gist of it is that you can describe the block of text using a hash and attach it to the end of a URL, something that previously required the site's developer to specifically tag their website with. The blog post goes on to great detail about how to manually create your own link based on text visible on the page, but that's a fair bit more effort than most folks are going to want to put in. To help make this new method of sharing a specific part of a page easier, Google has released a new Chrome extension today called Link to Text Fragment. Once installed, simply highlight and right-click some text you want to share from a website. You'll then be offered the option to copy a link to selected text, which will immediately copy the URL to your clipboard. Thankfully, while only Chrome and Chromium-based browsers properly support these links for now, other browsers like Firefox and Safari will still open to the correct page, simply ignoring the hash. That said, Link to Text Fragment joins an ever-growing suite of official by Google extensions on the Chrome Web Store, which features popular add-ons like Google Translate and developer tools like AMP Validator. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Google Play, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, which is available every Wednesday.